Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Friends and members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England recently concluded our 59th annual synodical meeting, which was held at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church in Sunderland. We thank God for everyone who was able to attend our annual meeting. We especially thank God for the guests who were there from abroad and from the city of Sunderland. We spent a lot of time and energy discussing and praying about the role of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England within British Christianity. The theme of each worship service and of the synodical paper addressed the specific blessings of our small church body that we may share in the landscape of British Christianity. We first acknowledged that the unity found in the body of Christ is a gift given to us by Christ Himself. It is not something we can do, but it has been given to us in Christ our Savior. That unity remains as long as the gospel is proclaimed purely and the sacraments are administered properly among God's people. The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the church's first priority, and it should dominate all that we do. Our congregations were urged to continue to be important parts of their community, centers which provide many useful and socially beneficial opportunities. But we do all these things to bring glory to the precious name of Jesus Christ. And we, through our association with Churches Together England, can continually remind other churches throughout the entirety of Britain of our unity in Christ and the importance of preaching God's Word purely and administering the sacraments properly. We also discussed our responsibility to ensure that we are preaching God's Word purely and administering His sacraments properly. Where we fail to do so, and we create disunity in the body of Christ, we repent and we seek forgiveness of our sins. We also have the privilege of encouraging other denominations within Britain to remain faithful to the Holy Scriptures in all that they say and in all that they do, and when divergence from God's Word is found, to lovingly, supportively, and honestly encourage them to repent and to return to God's pure Word and sacraments. This is always done with care and with consideration to ensure that we do not see a twig in their eye while missing the log that is in our own. But it is our privilege and responsibility to encourage churches throughout the UK to remain faithful to God's Word and God's calling. Third, we considered our calling to pray for the ELCE and for all churches in Great Britain. Prayer is a wonderful gift from God, which we so often ignore and fail to use. All members and congregations of the ELCE were encouraged to pray for each other, for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the International Lutheran Council around the world, and for all Christians in the UK and for all children of God around the world, especially those who are undergoing persecution on account of their faithful witness to the name of Jesus Christ. The ELCE and churches throughout the UK may not rise again until we get back down on our knees. And finally, we thought about the influence that members and congregations of the ELCE might have upon our society merely by living out our calling as God's children. In what we say and in what we do, the love of Jesus can be reflected to all around us. Each day we live out our baptismal grace as the old Adam is constantly being crucified so that the new person in Christ may live and rejoice in God's love. Our lives and witness is to an onlooking world, and it really is a matter of life and death. But as the children of God, His strong word kills us, so that His strong word may raise us to live out our vocations as new creations in Christ. Yes, we may be small, we may be insignificant, we may be poor, but God has given us His life-giving gospel, and He has called us to be light and to be salt in our communities, in our nation, and to the world. We walk together as the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, living a life of repentance, compassion, and mission under the cross of Jesus Christ our Savior. For we can go nowhere else, and this is where we remain. For it is there that God has placed us in the landscape of British Christianity. Let us pray. Almighty God, You have called Your church to witness that in Christ You have reconciled us to Yourself. Grant that by Your Holy Spirit we may proclaim the good news of Your salvation, so that all who hear it might receive the gift of salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.